This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. I can't believe I'm still talking about this, but Oriental bittersweet is obnoxious. This invasive weed has been here a long time and has taken over native plants, smothering them. As you prepare for the winter holidays with festive decorations and good cheer, be on the lookout for this devastating forest killer. Sorry, but this vine is at the top of the hit list for most states. Oriental bittersweet is an ecological threat to forests, grasslands, and parks. The vines twine around trees, girdling them in a snake-like fashion. Go to gardenbite.com for pictures and more information. You'll be shocked. Though it prefers forest edges and sunlight, Oriental bittersweet can grow in forest understories, eventually reaching forest canopies, shading the trees and understory and preventing native plant species from flourishing. Infestations can become so thick that wildlife, such as deer, can have difficulty navigating through wooded areas. Oriental bittersweet is an attractive vine with its fruiting branches, which have red berries and yellow fruit capsules. But we have our own native, American bittersweet. It's not quite as pretty, but it plays very well with others. The seeds of Oriental bittersweet are commonly spread when birds eat the fruit, or people dispose of craft or floral arrangements in compost and brush heaps. I have pictures and a lot more information on gardenbite.com. Oriental bittersweet was brought to the U.S. in 1879 and sold in garden centers until 2010. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.